Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, religion would have worded this differently. And even though it says this, you can read it with religious glasses on and never even see that part. You can read it and go, they said, Jesus, look how quick it dried up. And you can read it and go, and Jesus said, yes, I'm the Son of God. I can do this. But don't you try it. I'm the Son of God. I can do this. But don't you try it. That's not what he said. He didn't say anything like that. He said, if you couple this with Matthew's account, he said, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, is he telling them they could do what he just did? Is he telling them that?
Yes, and more.
Certainly he is. He said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do also. And greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. That's not what religion teaches. Religion says, yeah, Jesus did it because he's the Son of God. Ooh and ah, but don't try this at home. Because you're not Jesus. Who do you think you are? Had somebody that really thought they were saying something negative to me one time. They said, well, you're just trying to act like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea. Who do you want me to act like? Is there a better example? The Bible said, be imitators of God as dear children. Jesus did not do these things in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as God. Philippians describes how he laid aside his mighty weight and glory and power and became like other men. That's why there are no miracles recorded. Now, there's some apocryphal things, but don't you believe it. They'll have Jesus healing little friends when he was a child or raising a little bird from the dead. Not true. Not true. Don't you believe it. The Bible said the first miracle that happened was the turning of water into wine.
That's right.
And this happened after he was baptized in the River Jordan and the Spirit of God came on him. Come on, can you see this? Why? He had to be anointed because he's functioning as a man. Well, if that's true, and what he did as a man, then you could see the glorious possibility if he would anoint you with the same Spirit and give you the same authority, then you can walk even as he walked, which is what the Scripture commands us to do. Oh, but the devil has hid this. He's lied about this. He's covered, oh, you're a worm, you're a failure, you're this. Don't you dare try to act like that and say you can do that. Just trying to mock you and put you down. But when Peter said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. He didn't say, Peter, who do you think you are? I'm a son of God. You think it? No. Tell me what he said. Come on. What did he say? Come on and do what? Come on and do what I'm doing. That's why I'm here. I'm showing you how to do it. Come on, do what I'm doing. Pray like I pray. Speak like I speak. Minister like I minister. Oh, Jesus is my hero. Is he your hero? I'm growing up just like him. Didn't he say that when he returns, we'll see him as he is because we'll be like him. As he is, so are we in this world. Everybody said out loud, as he is, so am I in this world. That's not later on when you get to heaven. That's walking like he walked. Hallelujah. Are you in Genesis? Third chapter. Now, God has created everything in this account, including his man and his woman. And you told them not to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, that if they did, they would die. And in the third chapter, you see the subtlety, verse 1, the subtlety and craftiness of the enemy. The serpent was more subtle. That's the same word you saw in 2 Corinthians. What does subtle mean? Just what we're talking about. Not obvious. The enemy is never obvious. He never comes to the front door and says, "Hi, I'm the devil. I'm going to try to trick you and tempt you." Never, never, never. And he won't come as himself. Tell me, how is he coming? He's coming as though God sent him. He will tell you he's from God. He transforms himself into an angel of light. He's subtle. And he said to the woman, "Yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" I'm moving too fast. I didn't finish Mark 11. Can you pause right here? Okay, go back to Mark 11. Mark 11, 23, what did he say? Have faith what? Have faith what? Have faith in God. Say that out loud. Have faith in what? In God. Why would he say that? Like that. Have faith in God. Then he describes in verse 23 and 24 how faith works when you say it and how faith works when you pray it. But they're looking at something that changed in this natural realm because Jesus spoke to it. And what does he tell them? What does he emphasize? Have faith in God. Now you'll hear people say, "Well, so-and-so, you know, they have a lot of faith, but I don't understand. You know, they hadn't gotten what they need, but they got a lot of faith." What does that mean? I have a lot of faith, people say. In what? In what? You'll hear people say, "I believe in prayer." Is that the same as having faith in Him? Not necessarily. "I believe in working hard." That's not the same as having faith in Him. I just believe in this. Have you heard people say what they believe in? I just believe in. Paul said in Timothy, he said, "I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he." Oh, somebody say he.
He.
Notice it didn't say she. Someone said, "Well, he, she, whatever it is." That means you don't know him at all. It's not a matter that a he is better than a she. It's just what he is.
Amen.
You don't look at me and go, "She." Right?
Amen.
And this is, well, could be a she. No, no. You either believe the Bible or you don't.
Right. Amen. That's right.
He. Stay with what he said. He said, "I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have trusted or committed to him." This is personal faith in a person you know. Religion has changed so much of this. What's your faith, people say? And they mean your tenets of belief. I believe in being a good person. I believe in doing good things. I believe in, which is not at all the same as faith in Him.
That's right.
And this is what the enemy attacks. Not faith in principles. Not faith in morals. You hear people say just crazy stuff. "Well, I believe there's a justice in the universe. That, you know, what goes around comes around." Well, there's sowing and reaping, but Mm-mm. Now, you can look all your life on this planet for justice and be disappointed. There's justice with God. And ultimately, out beyond this life and past all this, the righteous judge of all the earth is going to have the last say. But Jesus said what? Help me out. Have faith in God. Now, Galatians says that faith works by love. Other translations say it works through love. Faith works by love. Faith works through love. And so the enemy knows this. So he goes for that. And it begins by questioning. Did God say? What? Okay, we know the rest of the story. What's the enemy doing? He's trying to set this up to get them to do what? To question and then doubt and then disobey. Who? Not a religion. Not a set of tenets of beliefs or rules. A person. A person. Come on, can you see this? Look back in Genesis now. He said, has God said? Did God say? Has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of all the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. There's no confusion here. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. The devil fathered, invented lying. If he's the father of it, that means it didn't exist before him. Now we in the world we live in, it's all around us, all we've known. People lie, and deceive, and trick. But there was a time when it didn't even exist. And there's going to be a time when he's removed. And it's going to be no more. But what's this about? Can he make them disobey God? No, he can't. He can't make you either. People say the devil made me do it. Not true. It's just not true.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.